Learning the faith that Kenneth Copeland teaches, it's an individual thing. It's not me putting Kenneth Copeland up on a pedestal or anything, but Kenneth Copeland has taught me how to have a relationship with Christ, and that's what it's about. It's about.
In order for you to be a partaker of God's anointing, it takes faith. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland preaches how to believe for the anointing and be a carrier of this burden-removing, yoke-destroying power in every area of your life.
1 Samuel chapter 10. Still talking about the anointing. 1 Samuel 10, 1 through 6. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his beard, as Saul, and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre, in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, the donkeys which thou went to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the donkeys and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from there, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they shall salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, they shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come here to the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with psaltery and tabret and pipe and harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man." Now, when it says his yoke shall, that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, the Hebrew word translated anointing there is oil. It's translated anointing. It's translated oil. It's translated fat. And one translation says, your neck will become so big, it'll destroy the yoke that's around. Isn't that powerful? Hey, you know what this is? Good stuff. This is good stuff. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, Philippians chapter 1. We read last night from the 16th chapter of the book of Acts what happened in that jail at Philippi. Now, this is extremely important. I checked this out with our dear brother Rick Renner, and an apostle of God to the former Soviet Union, first man to build a new church, building in Moscow. In centuries, I guess. Then he built a second one. Now, you need to pray for Mr. Putin and thank God for him every day. Every day. The gospel is being preached there. When they dedicated the Good News Church, the first one and the second one, he sent people from his administration over, and they read scripture, and they prayed, and they rejoiced because of the dedication of this new church. Glory to God. He and Denise have great favor there. Amen. Now, glory to God. And the anointing is being preached. The word of faith is being preached throughout Moscow and other former Soviet Union nations. I'll talk to you a little more about that later. But now this, when that happened here at Philippi, you know the story. The jailer got saved. I checked this out with Rick, and there is absolute evidence of it in the historical record. He became the pastor of the church. The prisoners became the first members of this church. This is a convict church. And it grew from there. Hallelujah. Now, this is very important because you're going to see something about the anointing here. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ the Anointed, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which were at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. Now, joy is in this little book 19 times. And he was in trouble when he wrote it. For your fellowship, exactly the same word in Luke 5:7, translated partners. For your partnership in the gospel, what's the gospel? Whoa, redeemed from the curse. Now this opens up vistas of information. You remember when he and Barnabas went to Lystra, and there they preached the gospel, and the man, and Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. He shouted, "Stand up on your feet," and the man jumped up and walked. What did he preach? What did he preach? The gospel. Now we know exactly what he preached, because we already know what he wrote in Galatians 3. He preached redeemed from the curse. That's the gospel. Amen. These, you know, about just little, little tidbits. Now we know he preached redeemed from the curse. Oh, come on.
Thank you, Father.
And Philip went down to Samaria, and what he preached? Christ. Well, now we know exactly what he preached. He preached how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power. What about healing all that were oppressed of the devil? That's what Peter preached, because that's what they heard Jesus preach. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus the Anointed One. Even as it is meet, or even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and most of these men that were hearing this letter read were in jail with him. They were in there that night when that thing shook, and it only quaked in that one spot. The earthquake did not tear the jail down. Earthquakes don't cause your handcuffs to fall off of. Who did that? The Lord of hosts. I can prove it. The angel walked where, now, isn't this amazing? Peter's going to get killed in the morning. And the man was so sound asleep, that angel had to kick him. To wake him up. He really scared, wasn't he? You know why? He didn't care. He's like my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. He called me one day and he said, Kenneth! And he was a little, he was irritated. In fact, he was bordering on being mad at somebody. Back there then, the technology for stents in arteries had just come out, but it had a 20 year or less lifespan. And so they wanted to replace it with a permanent one. And he said, and he told me that story. Oh, Lord. And he said, do you know what they told me? I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, Kenneth, they told me oral at your age, just take the medicine and relax. It's dangerous. You don't want to take the risk. What? Oral Roberts not taking a risk? They said, but you might die. He said, yes. And on the other side of that is stunning. And then he just laughed out loud, yeah, glory to God. He said, they ain't ready to kill me yet. Hallelujah. Well, I just don't understand, Brother Copeland. Somebody that bring healing to all those people, and just, he laid hands on 2 million people, and he had to have a stent put in his. I just don't get it. Well, healing is not a reward. You have to believe for it, stand for it. And he's tired. He didn't want to believe for it and stand for it. Put the stand in there. Let's go back to work. Let's get back to business here. It's right for me to think this of you all because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. You all are partakers of my anointing. We're in this together. Hold your place there and go to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 4. Verse 10. Or 9. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first in the lower parts of the earth? He that descended, when he went down into hell and paid the price for all, is the same also that ascended far up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the building up of the body of Christ. Till we all come, till we all come in the unity of the faith, not doctrine, the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a mature, full-grown man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, wait a minute. Christ. Anointing! Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. The anointed of God. Oh, this is huge. And it's just been glazed over. People have never seen it much. Till we come to the fullness as a body. We're the body of the anointed. We're carriers of that burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Hallelujah. I am an individual member of the body of the Anointed One and His anointing. Now, oh, there's something huge here. Now watch it. Speaking the truth, henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That's just what we were talking about there a few moments ago. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even the anointed one, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, but is held together by that which every joint supplies. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body through the edifying of itself in love. Every joining. Amen. Every joining. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Oral Roberts, my spiritual father. Kenneth Hagin is right there. He fathered the word of faith in glory in me. And God did this purposely as a plan. As we studied under these two spiritual giants, God joined Gloria and me in ministry, friendship, and brotherhood with both of them. That brought both their anointings to bear in this ministry. Are you seeing the concept here? This is the way the anointing works.
Imagine having access to power that breaks down the obstacles and can transform your life. You can live healed, strong, prosperous, and blessed all through the power of God's anointing. Kenneth Copeland's audio series, The Power of the Anointing, will teach you how to break through, walk in victory, and encourage others facing difficult challenges. Learn to live every day in the healing, deliverance, and bondage-crushing power you have already received from God as a believer. Find out what the anointing really is, why Jesus considered it the cornerstone of his message to his church, how to protect and use the anointing, and what every believer without exception has been called to do. You have the power. You are anointed of God. Now take hold of God's anointing and his burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Live an overcoming life and walk in victory. Become a winner in life. Request your copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching, The Power of the Anointing, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God's anointing has everything you need to be successful in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
My name's Noel and this is my wife Samantha. We come from a place called Jimboomba in Queensland. We started off with Kenneth Copeland Ministries over 20 years ago, basically just flicking the channel and all of a sudden seeing this guy preaching away. Mm. Back then, one of the things that got us first was covenant teaching. It was excellent and opened the doors to really understanding things. And really from there, just kept going on. Learning the faith that Kenneth Copeland teaches, it's an individual thing. You know, it's not me putting Kenneth Copeland up on a pedestal or anything, but Kenneth Copeland has taught me how to have a relationship with Christ. And that's what it's about. It's having that relationship. And for me to understand more, the ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made me understand a lot more. So then my relationship with God is a lot stronger. Our daughter's just recently been in a car accident, total wreck, but she walked out of it, you know, which was amazing.
When I first saw the car, she'd already been taken away by the ambulance. She actually got hit. She's got a soft top convertible and she was hit by in the back by a semi-trailer who was doing, you know, 60 plus Ks an hour and she was stationary. Flung her around. When I saw the car, I shook uncontrollably and then it's a peace. It was almost like, you know, God's, I've got her, and she's and the Ambo guys and the fireys that got her out were like, she's okay. We've never seen this as a miracle. Yeah, she's just walked away from this. And she actually walked out of the car to get into the ambulance. And everyone was saying it was a miracle. And it was a peace really sort of came over. And without that hope that we've learnt from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I mean, you know, Psalm 91, I think we could almost recite it word for word and pray that constantly with, you know, what we've learnt.
Without having the faith that we've learnt from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, I don't know how anyone gets by. I really don't.
In the meantime, while she was having this accident, the weeks before we'd had a full body MRI done for her because she has a genetic condition called neurofibromatosis. So she gets little lumps and little tumours all over her body, and we finally saw a neurologist who ordered an MRI. And when we went back to see him, so we had the scans, she had her accident, we went to see him all in the space of 2 weeks. And because he sat us down and said, we've found a brain tumour, a tumour in her brain. And what it had done was blocked the ventricles that send the flow of water around her brain. It was also God's favour on our insurance company that they fully covered the hospital. So she was in hospital for 5 days in intensive care the first day. So you could imagine, I mean, that's just absolutely thousands and thousands of dollars that was completely paid for by our insurance company. And then the surgeon always has a bit of an out-of-pocket. He's given us an $1,800 discount. And then our out-of-pocket expenses was also the difference between our insurance company payout from her car accident, the money we spent to buy her another car, our out-of-pocket expenses for her operation. Oh, it's just, it was phenomenal. It's the exact amount that we had to pay the surgeon. So it was like,
everything just was easy.
I think it's what we've also learned is all things work together for the good of those that love God. And even though the accident was certainly not God's intention, it was the way it all came about. And then all of a sudden we end up with this extra $2,500 to pay the surgeon. And we didn't have the money.
Yeah.
And we were like, and that we sort of, it questioned our faith. What do you do? Do you stand in faith and believe God to heal? Or do we go ahead with this? Is having the surgery saying our faith doesn't work? But the weight was all pieced together, and we sought a lot of counsel. We sent away to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you know, support line for prayer, and then we both come back together and we both had a peace about it. And we went, okay, the surgery's not going against our faith. And the way the money was provided for the surgery, the way the surgery went ahead at the right time, she had a month break from TAFE. It was just, it was phenomenal.
Everything fell into place. So it was a disastrous thing to find out that she's got a tumour. But the way it all fell into place and what had to happen was just, it's God's favour. You know, there's no other explanation.
Absolutely. And yes, it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You'd never know anything had happened.
So. Yeah, she's out doing things again, so which is awesome, praise God.
Did you notice how Noel and Samantha invested time in the Word of God, and all that time was serving to build and strengthen their faith? And their relationship with Jesus just ended up getting stronger and stronger. And then when their daughter was in the car accident, they stayed in hope and peace ruled in their hearts. And then you saw it, miracle after miracle occurred. And they shared how all that they needed was provided and everything fell right into place. Now you're watching this going, how does this happen for people? It happens for those who have Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of their life, people who have put faith in Him and then live every day with that faith. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, do it today. Today is the day of your salvation. You're saying, well, how do I do it? It's so simple. Just say this prayer out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. He lived for me. He died for me. He rose again for me. Jesus, I receive your forgiveness. Wipe away my past. Today, I am a new creation in you, Lord Jesus. Take my life, do something with it, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that, you are born again, which means today is the first day of the rest of your life, and the blessing of the Lord is now available to you and operating in you. And you need to find out more about this. You need to find out who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you. Find out what the Word of God promises in you. Find out what's in this for you. Amen. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a free gift they'd like to send you. If you're born again today, we've got a book and two brochures that we want to send you. It's the Salvation Package, this book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. Then there's brochures that just help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible, and it's free. We want to send this to you today, so just request your free Salvation Package at kcm.org and we'll send it to you. Thanks so much for watching the broadcast today. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, begin your new life in Christ Jesus and live in the goodness God has for you. Request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org/salvation. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.